Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. It is currently 8:16 a.m. and I am joined in the studio this morning with Helena Van Veen. Good morning, Helena.
Good morning.
And Helena, do you mind telling us a little bit about your role? You work at Search.
Yes.
Yeah. What is your role there?
I am the health educator in a diabetes prevention program under the SDPI grant. I do a lot of lifestyle coaching, but my role is always changing. You might have seen me on advertisements lately for Facebook for Healthy Living and Healthy is Here. It's a great campaign that we're trying to, you know, promote healthy lifestyle. And I also teach the healthy lifestyle sessions that happen in the fall in Sitka, which is a great prevention for chronic disease.
And today is the start of a new program that Search is launching. And the name of this program, can you remind me what?
Yeah, it's called Our Way of Life. And really, it's just a challenge. It is for the month of July. So it starts July 2nd to July 31st. And what it is we are encouraging people to gather or share traditional or indigenous foods that are grown in Sitka.
And how did this program come to be?
Oh, well, you know, that's a great question. Usually, we have a team of health educators and health promotion under the Diabetes Prevention Grant who work in all the southeast regions of Search, so Haines, Hoonah, Juneau Cake, Klawak, Klickwan, and Sitka, all get together and say, let's do something region-wide to promote well-being, whether it's physical activity, which is what we usually do. Last year, we did walking. We did a walking challenge, which was great. We had a lot of participation. And this year, we kind of got our heads together and say, you know, we always do physical activity. Let's focus on eating and let's make it funner. You know, we always hear healthy and low fat and heart healthy, and those are all great terms, but we wanted to do something a little more meaningful. And so we thought, our way of life, let's bring back and just encourage, it's already here, not bring back, encourage people to gather their food and share it with their elders. So that's what this program is about, is encouraging people to get out there, gather their own food, whether it's salmon berries or if they went fishing, picking seaweed. It depends on what region, you know, what town you're in. Mm-hmm. Everybody does different things, but we got some great food on the land and we wanted to encourage that for people to get out there. Not only are they are getting exercise, but I think it's funner than saying, oh, can you walk a mile? You know, you might be walking a mile picking berries and not even realize it and enjoying yourself and getting fresh air and getting some good food.
And why is this particularly important to you?
Well, when I was little, I did not grow up learning how to harvest food. My mother was very sickly. She had bad rheumatoid arthritis and, you know, just was what it was. But my grandmother used to always come down from Yakutat, and she always brought seal oil and dry fish and seaweed, and, you know, she would cook and eat with us, and it was a part of me. And, you know, that brought back some great memories of, you know, our way of life. Like, you know, those were foods that she learned how to harvest and she learned how to preserve and do. And she always shared with us. So, you know, we thought, let's get in there and, you know, try to spark that again of sharing with our elders. They shared with us, they cooked for us, they raised us, you know, and then with each other, let's encourage that healthy lifestyle of feeding ourselves for what's around us.
And if people want to be a part of this, how do they do it? How do they get involved?
Well, they can call me directly, Helena Van Veen, at 966-8914, or email me, helenav@search.org. Or they can go to search.org/action, and they can click on that link. They can sign up directly. And there's also calendars that you can download. And how we're doing the challenge is there's calendars you can print out, or if you don't have a printer, you can come get them from me. And you log on there just twice a week. Whether you went out and picked a handful of salmon berries and you ate them, that counts. Or if you went out fishing and, you know, it just any extent. If you went to the farmer's market and you bought something locally that was grown, I mean, we are just trying to encourage healthy eating. Enjoyable, that's enjoyable to you. So you log that twice on your calendar. Mm-hmm. That's the challenge. If you do more than that, that's great. But again, we're just trying to get people to start eating healthy.
And there's a bit of an incentive to log your eating, right?
Yeah. If you log twice a week and reach that goal, or share, I forget to say that, share with an elder. So even if you you pick berries and then you go and share it with somebody, that counts. Or you just, you have fish and somebody gave you fish and you shared with your elder, that counts as well. So twice a week. And then at the end of the month, you'll be put in a little drawing for a prize.
And are you planning to participate in this?
I am. I definitely want to get out there and pick salmon berries. They look huge this year. And my daughter, my youngest daughter, Savea, loves to pick berries. And I have a granddaughter. She loves that too. So I think that's something I know that we'll be doing for sure.
And do you eat them just straight salmon berries, or do you make things with them?
I usually eat while I'm out there. I don't usually make what my mother used to do with us is we would actually put it with canned milk and eat it like just like that for a dessert.
Oh.
You know, my grandmother would put seal oil with hers. So, you know, that's probably what I'll do is the same as have canned milk with my daughters because that's what my mother did with me and I loved it.
Are there any other foods that you particularly are excited about or enjoy during this like summer months?
Well, I love smoked fish. Mm. Yeah, I know that a lot of people are smoking up their fish. Sometimes I get fortunate and see a lovely person that I know from Cake and they'll be selling seaweed or dried halibut and, you know, for usually a pretty good price. It just depends. But I gladly pay it and, you know, we'll eat their dried seaweed. I think they have the best dried seaweed around. Mm. I'm partial to Cake, though. So. And that's mostly what I've had is Cake and Yakutat. So.
And do you eat just dried? I've never had dried seaweed. Do you eat it just dry, like regular?
Oh, yeah, or
do you
right put out of the things? Bag. You can have it right out of the bag, just a snack. People have boiled it and put clams with it or salmon eggs and kind of like a side dish like you would have spinach or corn, you know, like that with rice or fish. Mm. Yeah, that's how I grew up eating it with my grandma.
Mm, very cool. And if people have like other questions about this program and they don't live here in Sitka, and we have some listening regions that are also involved. Do we want to, maybe we could give out that information?
No problem. Well, in Huna, there's Kenya. And their number is 945-2761. In Cake, there is the health educator, Hannah, who will be covering 4404. Oh, excuse me, let me start from the beginning. 364-4404 for the Cake Clinic. And here in Sitka, Helena Van Veen, 966-8914.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you want to add today?
No, just to encourage people to get out there, sign up for the program. Again, they can call me, Helena Van Veen, to sign up for Our Way of Life. They can directly sign up calling me at 966-8914, or they can go to search.org/action and click on there, and there's a link that will directly take you to sign up, and you'll be able to see the calendars and print them out.
Thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Tina, for having me. Thank you.
Thanks.